And it's Halloween Eve, and that means we are
high school football kicked off and
ready to go. And tonight, the Battle of the City, as we mentioned, Joe, act number two. The participants, quite familiar with each other. A defensive struggle, if I remember from hearing earlier in the week, the last time these two got together, throw the records out. Pick the side of the fence you want to be on.
Yeah.
And at 6:30 tonight, we'll start it with Chalk Talk. And 7 p.m., the kickoff at Martin Memorial, the 51st meeting of North and South.
Well, Scott, blesses North Cougs go into this 51st meeting tonight, embracing the underdog's role, the old everything-to-gain motto, a team relishing the thought of ending South's storybook-to-date unbeaten season starting at 7 at Martin Memorial. They'll be given that opportunity and the chance as the two rivals battle once again on the gridiron in this 5A sectional semifinal. For South Panthers, an opportunity or the next step towards back-to-back sectional titles under Coach Mo since his return to the Southside sidelines 3 years ago. It's the next opponent. Yes, it's their rivals on their home field, but they have a job to do, feeling they were their own worst enemy back in week four as they left points on the field during that 14-7 grinder that they won on September 11th, a game which featured 95 yards in penalties and three lost fumbles, very uncharacteristic for a team who's lost only three fumbles since. Kieran Kuntz, Caleb Hall, Ty Stevenson, Davis Hobbs, and Braden Blake. That's Scott Bless's offensive line. They'll need to have a great surge tonight to keep the likes of South's Devin Buckman, Sam Helm, and Tommy Richardson out of the backfield, taking freshman Ben Friel's options away with his screens and rolls, prevent Cam Morgan perhaps from his 1,000-yard season. The outstanding Cougar running back needs 68 tonight to reach that milestone. That's simply and quietly where this one will be won, up front, creating and or denying plays. South throws one of its best defenses they've had in years at Bloomington North, who themselves have scored 50 points over the last two games. South, aces in the hole. Well, we have two of them. Marquise Holt, senior running back, who was just coming off an injury early season when that first game occurred. He was a non-factor in game one since he has scored 7 touchdowns and rushed for over 400 yards. And then there is John Earl, Rochelle Manns, last year a Cougar, this year a Panther, coming off that career night against Perry Meridian 2 weeks ago when he caught 12 balls, an all-time record for South, 212 yards and 3 touchdowns. Both coaches spoke here yesterday. Now it's the young men's turn tonight. Loser goes home and the winner plays next Friday for a sectional title. The postseason has arrived for North and South. We'll have Chalk Talk with both coaches at 6:30. John Callahan joins me for the kick 7 o'clock tonight from Martin Memorial. Couple of Class A semifinals tonight. Couple of dandies. Those Senators from West Washington having a 9-0 season. They'll play over in Eastern Heights against the high-flying 8-2 T-Birds. And number 3, Linton, will host Perry, rather will play at Perry Central. Both of these teams are 9-1. Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk following our game tonight here on the airwaves. Well, as we had a couple of the Graces in on Tuesday night at Yogi's, Grace Williams, who very seldom loses a race, a sophomore, and freshman Grace Saccone. They'll be leading Bloomington North as girls 12th ranked into the girls state cross country championship run at Laverne Gibson Course in Terre Haute tomorrow. The boys race starts at 1:30. The girls go off at 1:45. This has been a great story evolving for Justin Helmer's crew. They were ninth a year ago in the semi-state. Didn't even have a chance to compete in the state. And now they'll contend for a top 10 spot behind the two Graces. And also Kendall Schultz is running well. Charlie Worthen's Cougars finished second in the semi-state last week, as did the North girls. Isaac Bence and Andrew Warren and Matt Campbell, a couple of three runners that are all competing well right now at the right time of year. And then Evan Franklin of Bloomington South will lead lead Larry Williams Southsiders as they make their 10th consecutive appearance in the state, and that's one of the top records in the state. Tadora Galuska and Madison McMullen, 17th and 25th in the semi-state. Samantha Ginther has her girls ready for a top run as well tomorrow. So the girls cross-country, boys cross-country, all unfolds tomorrow at Laverne Gibson Course in Terre Haute.
Busy, busy times, Joe. Championships on the line, and Monday morning means we will recap all of it. And, again, 6:30 tonight, as you mentioned, should be a great battle there on the south side. Now, what else is happening? The Pacers were in action last night. They fell to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Pacers 0-2 to get things started. Only 80 more to go to get that all get that worked out.
Struggling to get to the 500 mark. Yeah.
And Chuck's got a busy weekend this weekend.
Yeah, we got plenty happening here, and I load up the bus this afternoon and head to Chicago for Big Ten cross country.
You do indeed.
So it's a big weekend for the Helmer family. You know, Justin tomorrow over at Terre Haute, and then Father Ron on Sunday morning at Northside Chicago. We're along the lake. Marvitz Golf Course, I believe it is.
Yep. What's the wind forecast there, Chuck?
Yeah, the that's the thing. You know, we
right
probably have some
lake,
white caps on Lake Michigan.
My goodness.
Oh, goodness.
We had NFL football on the airwaves last night, Joe. The New England Patriots. I just saw a stat on the internet, and I know it's true if I saw it on the internet. The Patriots have scored, have allowed 47% of their points, and there was only seven last night, when their win percentage projected in the game is 99%.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
So their defense is only giving up half their points in garbage time.
Yeah.
The Tom Brady 350 and change for touchdowns. Colts don't play till Monday night. Hoosiers on a bye week this week. And but we'll have some college football for you on the airwaves. Illinois at Penn State, pregame 11:30 on Saturday morning. Noon kickoff from Happy Valley in a Big Ten matchup there. The golfers, they are in Asia, in Malaysia. They're at the CIMB Classic, and it's weird to wake up every morning and be done with the golf for the day.
Yeah, who's leading?
There are 12 hours in front of us. Justin Thomas shot 61 yesterday, and the 23-year-old is 15 under par, leading Brendan Steele by one shot, Spencer Levine, Hideki Matsuyama, Scott Piercy by two. On the European Tour, if you're into that, Jaco van Zijl, yes, him, he shot 61 yesterday as well. He has a six-shot lead as we speak in Turkey as they start the race to Dubai. There, Chris Wood is six shots behind in second place as the South African is running away. At 15-under, Joe threw his first 28 holes. Not a bad a bad little golfer in any of that.
I watched a little of the golf in Malaysia. That's like a pitch and putt.
It is.
You know,
it's lift, clean, and place, too. It's wet, so you get ball in hand if you hit the fairway.
Scores are unbelievable. Shoot 5-under and you could be last.
Chris Wood is 4 back in second. Alexander Levee and Lee Westwood 5 back. All right, good stuff as always.
All righty.
We'll get caught up with you at 8:45.
Sounds good. We'll be here. More coffee, please.
And more sunshine as well. Joe Smith, every Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning, 7:45. Speaking of coffee.
You're a key person,
Warren, stop.
I know.
Just, the Bloomington lady is here this morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You throw me off my game when you sneak in the back.
She's in Hoosier Red today.
She should be.
Victory Red, as we call it in the trade.
I'm dressed as glass. Got a hat and everything.
I didn't know I was
stunning.
Yeah. You're good as me? I'm flattered. And confused. Joe Smith time at WGCL. Joe checks in with us every Friday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass. Julie.
Good morning,
Hello
Joe.
Hello again.
Yeah.
Twice this week. Wow.
I know.
Bonus, baby.
Feel special.
You'll help us carry the torch, won't you, Joe?
Well, that's a nice honor.
That's what I think. It would be an honor and
to be
part of
this. When's it going to be in Monroe County again?
I want to say it's in October. September, it's in the fall.
Next fall.
Yes.
Next fall. So you have plenty of time to nominate.
And you get a special jacket to wear. I mean, there's things, you know, that's cool about this. So
yeah.
I think it'd be really cool.
And if it's Indiana, it'll be a denim jacket, I bet.
Oh, my God.
8:47 at WGCL. And, Joe, it's a bye week for Indiana football as they patch up, try to get healthy, try to find some momentum to bring home the last four games starting next weekend with Iowa. There's no game time on that yet here at Memorial Stadium, so we'll figure that out Monday morning as well. But we have some seasons that are turning for home on the college side. IU and some seniors are in the spotlight this weekend here on campus.
Well, it's Seniors Weekend unfolding on a couple of Hoosier fronts. Amanda Janney's field hockey crew looking for its first ever fifth Big Ten win, hosting Rutgers later today. Karen Lurite along with Sydney Supica, Nicole Volgraf, and Rachel Stauffer with the Seniors Day recognition. The Hoosier women will host and be playing in next week's Big Ten tournament here in town. Currently ranked 24th in the NCAA RPI rankings. The win also levels a rather tough schedule at 9-9. Indiana's strength of schedule going into this match with Rutgers 13th and nationally. Good stuff there. Saturday night at 7, Todd Yeagley's Soccer Hoosiers host Wisconsin. John Trask's former Hoosier standout and assistant coach. Badgers on the Yeagley pitch. John bringing his crew in. The Hoosiers are ranked 22nd this week. 6-1-1, as we mentioned, over its last 8, getting things done at both ends of the field. And by the way, goalie Colin Webb, named to the COSIDA, that is the College Sports Information Directors of America Academic All-District Team. Colin currently has the Big Ten leading 7 shutouts going into this match tomorrow night for the 9-4-2 Hoosiers. Big Ten men's and women's cross-country championship runs on Sunday up at Northwestern. Men's 8K kicks things off, followed by the women's 6K. The Wisconsin Badgers, the men's defending champion, Michigan is ranked 5. They could challenge Ron Helmer's Hoosiers. Jason Christ had a top 10 a year ago, and the former state champion when he ran at Franklin Central will be leading the cream and crimson. The Hoosier women are young. They have 4 freshmen competing Sunday, but veteran Amanda Benke is looking for a top 10 Sunday as well. Number 2, Michigan, leading what, 5 nationally ranked cross-country squads into competition for the ladies. Number 21, Michigan State, will be looking for the three-peat Sunday as defending champions. 3 U.S. divers have advanced to Saturday's finals at the Grand Prix Gold Coast event down in Sydney, Australia. Among them, current diver Michael Hickson, as well as former Hoosier and former South Panther Darian Schmidt, both advanced to the men's 3-meter final, while former IU diver Amy Kozad qualified for the women's 10-meter final. Competition there runs through Sunday. Meanwhile, Ray Luce's swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers, both men and women, hosting Kentucky, North Carolina, and Tennessee, competing later today in the big quad meet at the CBC. Elsewhere, Jeremy Wertzman's tennis netters, they'll be competing this weekend in the Louisville Invitational down at U of L. The volleyball team moves from Minnesota, where they lost earlier in the week to Minnesota in 3 straight. They'll be in Madison on Sunday to take on Wisconsin. And, of course, the Golden Boot given back to the Purdues as they shut out Indiana's women's team 2-0 back on Wednesday night. So that kind of completes the Hoosier sports beat. What with the football Hoosiers going through their bye week. Don't forget the Haunted Hall of Hoops. Doors open at 1:30 on Saturday, and the scrimmage for Tom Crean's crew at 2:30 ahead of next week's first of 2 exhibitions against Ottawa. The costume parade and candy for the kids, including probably some of the adults, too, following all of the goings on Saturday. Chalk Talk 6:30 tonight. Coach Mo, Scott Bless. Cougars hosting the Panthers at Martin Memorial. Kickoff at 7 for the football sectional semifinal round. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, with all of the scores and details from the postseason following our postgame show tonight here on the airwaves.
North and South, the first meeting, Joe, a contentious one. It always should be, as two teams that know each other very well on and off the field. And tonight's forecast for football is perfect. Light wind, no rain, not going to get real cold. So that shouldn't have an effect on the proceedings on the field, which is great because you don't like Mother Nature to have a say in the game. You just want two teams of kids laying their guts on the line.
And weather wasn't a factor in game 1.
Right.
Week 4 and
it might have been too hot.
Both teams were kind of their own worst enemy with the turnovers. So both know they can't evenly divide 6 turnovers tonight. So we'll see who has improved the most from that ball game. We know South hasn't lost any. North is the challenger tonight. They're the big-time underdog, but as I was mentioning earlier today, they're embracing that role and very much looking forward to tonight's gridiron activity.
Yeah, it's not like the World Series where it's best of seven. You got to be better than them for 48 minutes, not four out of seven,
right.
And that's the beauty of it. And the beauty of it that no one will buy the script, and we'll see how it plays out tonight.
And mentioning the World Series, Noah Syndergaard's got to pitch well and get the Mets back in the series. Is that tonight?
8:07. Fox has your coverage tonight, tomorrow, and
City
on
Field.
Sunday. The only game it's not 8:07 is Sunday night's game. Starts closer to 8:15.
Yep.
City Field in New York. And the bats, Joe. Johnny Cueto only gave up two hits in a one-run complete game. First complete game in the World Series since 1991. How about that? Jack Morris and the Twins.
Well, I mean, being a former Cueto lover.
All or nothing, buddy. Just like we talked about Wednesday night. The guy's going to be.
Yeah, and Volquez both. I mean, I'm just cringing there, but that's baseball. And that's why the Royals went out and got him at the price they got him.
To win
those games.
Yeah, he pitched a gem his first one out, gave up eight runs in two innings, the second one out, and then goes up and gives up one run and two hits his third one out. And that is Johnny Cueto in a nutshell. When he's really good, he's really good.
When he's on, he's on.
And
when
he's out, he's out. So the Mets need to be on, Joe, or there won't be a Sunday game we need to talk about. And tonight's the big one. If they lose tonight, they have their least accomplished pitcher of the four going on Saturday night, Steven Matz. So the Royals, been there, done that. Lovely balance for the Kansas City team. Have not won a World Series, obviously, since Brett Saberhagen and the gang came back from 3-1 down to beat the Cardinals in 1985.
Yeah.
You remember the key to that series? The only reason I remember is I'm a 10-year-old kid and my brain was fresh at the time. Remember Vince Coleman got his leg caught in the tarp machine? You remember that? The speedster for the Cardinals, even he didn't play in those last few games, and that was their table setter, stole 120-something bases that year. I think that's how that worked out. But, again, our trip down memory lane is short-lived.
Your memory, believe me, is much better than mine.
What's left of it, and that's true. Hey, let's not forget briefly, we're running out of time here, but cross-country as well, big event for them this weekend as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Boys and girls both, we wished everyone the best. Justin Helmer, Samantha Ginther taking care of the girls for North and South. Larry Williams, Charlie Worthen coming off that second-place finish in the seventh state. The boys will go first at 1:30. The girls to follow. Laverne Gibson course tomorrow in Terre Haute.
All right, Joe, great job as always. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the football tonight. We'll get caught up with all the scores and highlights on Monday morning.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Boo.
Same. Boo.
Joe Smith, Friday morning, 7:45, 8:45. Pacers lose 112-103. They're 0-2 to get things started.